With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court seem likely to side with the state of Tennessee on banning transgender medical procedures on kids. During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts said lawmakers should weigh in on regulating medical procedures, not judges.
My understanding is that the Constitution leaves that question to the people's representatives rather than to nine people, none of whom is a doctor.
The court's considering a challenge to a Tennessee law that bars the use of puberty blockers and hormones on kids. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in New York City are looking for the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in an attack in Midtown Manhattan. New York City Police Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney describes the suspected shooter.
The shooter appears to be a light-skinned male. He's wearing a light brown or cream-colored jacket, a black face mask, black and white sneakers, and a very distinctive gray backpack.
Police have not yet established a motive for that attack. President-elect Trump's first network interview since the election will be this coming Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. The network says the interview with moderator Kirsten Welker will be taped Friday and then air Sunday morning. Clips will be released prior to the show. Welker interviewed Trump for NBC News in September of 2023, which ended up being his only network sit-down during the 2024 presidential campaign. The family of Hannah Kobayashi does not believe the LAPD's conclusion that the young woman from Hawaii is safe. Now they want a copy of the surveillance video of her crossing into Mexico. Hannah's sister, Sydney, says investigators are not doing all they can, in her opinion. It's been nearly a month since Hannah has been heard from. The family still believes she's in danger, and they've hired a private investigator. This is SRN News. A Canadian business is letting the Salvation Army back in. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Christmas bell ringers have been a fixture at Newfoundland's gigantic Avalon Mall for decades, but this year the management company said they would not be welcome because of their religious affiliation. Customers revolted, warning that if the Salvation Army couldn't come to the mall, neither would they. Crombie REIT has beat a hasty retreat, publishing a formal apology and welcoming the bell ringers back for the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in U.S. history, a female attorney posing as a man is arguing before the Supreme Court. Chase Strangio, a woman living as a man, is representing families who are fighting a Tennessee law that bars doctors from giving kids drugs to help them live or look like the opposite sex. The justices are not expected to reveal their decision in the case until sometime next summer. This is SRN News. The District of Columbia files a lawsuit against Amazon.
The country's capital city alleges that Amazon secretly stopped providing its fastest delivery service to residents of its two predominantly black neighborhoods, but is still charging millions of dollars for a membership that promises the benefit. The lawsuit alleges that the Seattle-based online retailer started what it called a delivery exclusion on two low-income zip codes in the district and began relying on third-party delivery services like UPS and the United States Postal Service. Amazon says it made the change based on concerns about driver safety. DC's attorney general said the company never told Prime members about the change. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Amazon, whose founder Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, denies any allegations of any discriminatory or deceptive practice. Pope Francis has a new all-electric Pope Mobile. The CEO of Mercedes-Benz presented the vehicle Wednesday. More details at SRNnews.com.